Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Catch by T.M. Logan, published by Zafri in 2020. Today's book is all about fathers, belief, and determination. Ed's daughter Abby has brought her new boyfriend to his house for dinner. Good-looking, polite, and successful, Ryan makes a good impression on Ed's wife and Abby's grandmother, but Ed does not warm to Ryan. According to Ed, there's something dead and cold behind Ryan's eyes. He doesn't trust him. Then, over dinner, Abby and Ryan announce their engagement, and their wedding date is only 5 weeks away. Ed feels sick to his stomach and is determined to find the truth about his prospective son-in-law. As the days tick down to the wedding, Ed becomes increasingly obsessed with Ryan, spending hours researching his life online and even following him, but no one else believes him. His wife thinks Ed is being overly possessive and that no man is good enough for his daughter. Ed is determined to find proof, even though his behaviour and suspicions are creating rifts in his marriage and his relationship with his daughter. And as his obsession with Ryan consumes his life, it begins to affect his career too. Is Ed the one with the problem? Or is he right about Ryan? And will his daughter find out too late? The Catch is a tense, exhilarating psychological thriller about parenthood and protection. And it's hard to write about without spoiling. Is Ed being the quintessential overprotective father? Or is Ryan a con man who's tricking everyone around him? The Catch is also about regret and death and grief, as well as the fine line between determination and mental illness. Middle-aged Ed has ghosts from his own past, which colour his judgment and also affect whether his wife and other people believe him. From their perspective, Ryan, with his successful career, military service and charity work, is a good catch, and they couldn't be happier for Abby. Meanwhile, Ed spirals into obsession to find evidence as no one will believe what he's saying, and Ryan is not the first boyfriend of Abby's that Ed has disapproved of. And Ed doesn't stop his investigations even when he oversteps the mark and begins to risk his relationship with his own daughter. What's the point if his own daughter won't even speak to him? Is his need to right and repair damage from the past more important? But Ed has his own secrets too. His wife Claire is torn. She wants to support her husband, but she doesn't see what he sees, and of course she wants her daughter to be happy. But as Ed makes her angrier and angrier, and his behaviour becomes more erratic and incomprehensible, what happened to her husband of 25 years? She has to pick a side. And it won't be Ed. So if you like disbelief, distrust, overprotective fathers, perfect boyfriends, and obsession, you might like The Catch by T.M. Logan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.